He's got lots of time to burn. Shut the secret thing. It's down a court. So they pop him with top eight. As my animal. They look through the graveyards and look for the bones. The one that I've seen under the stones. The wheels are spinning like brothers in the grave. The monsters keep on coming like a beast. Soon on the way. The problem in the beard thinks he called him in the tower. The deal is in the lead, but the structure's lost control. The engines in their car and they won't think anymore. Now I'll put the law to look to make his place. No one's facing now and he's got a bunch of mesh. Might have bought a plan in a double door. I'm not going to shoot you through the night. The monster, the drama. The drama. The drama. The drama.
I went to bed last night, it was about 11, and I dreamed I went to that monster Billy Heaven. All the monsters were there who had passed away. I started to leave, but they begged me to stay. Count Dracula took me by the throat and said, "You're the life of the party, and without you we'd be dead. Just give us a chance," he added with a grin, "and you'll find we're the type to get under your skin." We walked higher and higher into the black clouds, the damp cold fog wrapped around us. Now the Count seemed like a right guy to me, so I decided to accept his hospitality. We became very close once I got over my fright. I learned that his bark was worse than his bite. I was still pretty scared, but I tried to act cool. As Count Dracula introduced me to every little ghoul, I met them all in a round of handshaking. Getting their friendship was a real grave undertaking. The Invisible Man didn't show me too much, but Vampyra had the skin you'd love to touch. That big Godzilla was a real humdinger. Oh, the guy named Igor was a real mean swinger. We walked farther into the black clouds, higher and higher. And when the moon came up over the cemetery, a guy called the Wolfman went kind of hairy. He went ranting and raving all over the place, still using that greasy kid stuff all over his face. Count Dracula was still clutching at my sleeve. I said, "Dig you later, Bella, baby, I've got to leave." He put his arm around me as I started to scream, saying, "Don't worry, fella, it's only a dream."
Ah, it's only a dream. That's the ticket to life here. It's only a dream. There you go. It's only a dream. And Zombo is the soundtrack to your dream. At least for this little bit. Playing Monster Stuff, that was the Ghouls with Monster Billy Heaven. We are the Synthones doing Monster Truckorama. And we started off with Rod and the MSR Singers with Monster Man. And yeah, I'm just trying my best to balance these volumes, but you know what? I don't care. Yeah, I'll try my best. That is all you can do, right? Try your best. Just do your best. How's that for, that should be a PSA. Try your best. Just try it. Zombo says, try your best. There you go. And if that doesn't work, well then, and you're screwed. And you're screwed. What do we got here? We got some here. Monu new show. After school special. Join the coolest after school club. Okay. Spending techno breaks, acid, electro, and all things groove. Sign me up. Tuesdays, 3 to 4 p.m. with Jinky on WRCT. Yeah. There you go. See, there you go. That was wasted 10 seconds of your life telling about a show you're never going to listen to. Never. You're never going to listen to DJ Jinky. You're not going to tune in Tuesdays, 3 to 4 p.m. I don't even know why they even have these things. People who listen to certain shows, and that's all they listen to. Like, okay, Friday night, turn the Moxster on. Oh, the Moxster's telling me about DJ Jinky on Tuesdays, 3 to 4 p.m. I don't think so. I'm going to listen to what I want to listen to. If I happen to turn on Tuesdays, 3 to 4 p.m., and I hear something, I go, oh, I wonder what this was. Oh, I remember. I remember. The Moxster said it was, what did he say? I forget everything that guy says. It's all like he's been hypnotizing me. So now we're getting into Kelv's request. Now, one thing Kelvin always does, he always sends me a loaded holiday card that I open outside. I'm still finding glitter and little cutout monsters. I don't even know how Kelvin got my address, my home. I don't give my home address out. Because I had, everybody's, I have problems with stalkers, but I never really had a problem with stalkers. I had a problem with one stalker, and basically it's just a lonely person just not right in the head. Speaking of lonely people, they ain't right in the head. Whiskey for breakfast. That sounds like the right ticket. A fiddle tune, a radio show, not a prescription from your podiatrist, but a prescription from Zombo. Tune in to WRCT Wednesdays, 11 a.m. Now, are you really going to do that? For whiskey before breakfast. That's a decent time. You tune into this show around 10 on Fridays. What's a Wednesday at 11? Pittsburgh's most eclectic folk program with an exclamation point on the end of it. Stick around for an hour of bluegrass on 1 p.m. on Wednesdays for the Black Diamond Show. So what is this, double promo? The Black Diamond Show. Where else? On WRCT. That's right. We want some kind of award. Where's that damn award at? We want an award here. We want an award. We won the Greater Pittsburgh Media Award. How about that? And we won it this year. And it was for Best Community Radio, WRCT, Carnegie Mellon University. And that's dated October 19th, 2023. So I don't know how we managed to get some kind of media war. If you listen to the station on regularity, most of the time the station's because somebody forgot to turn the transmitter on. Or sometimes the radio's like because I don't know my volumes correctly. And we win the best. See, that's good. It's not like the station's so great. And every other station is awful. That's the beauty of life. You don't have to be good. You just have to rise above awful. And there is a lot of awful. There's so much incompetence. There's so many people, and there's so many things that just don't jibe and don't get it. That's why if anything even has a semblance of professionalism to it, it is just wow. It is wow. Hey, so now we're going to get to the double shot of Kelvin. He wants to hear two songs that go way back that I really like. Midnight Monster Hop by Jack and Jim and the Gila Monster by, is it John Jackson or Joe Jackson? Joe Johnson, not to be confused with Joe Jackson. Except with Joe Jackson and the next thing you're hearing is she really going out with him, that rotten monster. All right, Midnight Monster Hop, Jack and Jim, really. And check out these harmonies, these dudes, man. These guys really had some nice harmonies. Zombo in your brain, all monster. That is correct, Tom. Where's that volume?
Late one night when the moon was tall, the midnight monsters had a ball at the county morgue till the break of day. You could hear those monsters say, hey, goo,
hey, goo,
you're cool. Zombie on the voodoo drum, and the guitar man was a real weird one.
I give up. What is wrong with this station?
I wonder what that monster's looking for.
The Gila monster twitching and bless my soul. Looks like he's doing the rock and roll. Got a little closer so I could see.
Hope that monster ain't looking for me.
Your mama, son. There's the monster over there.
Well, I got a little courage and I started to speak. My mouth got dry and my knees got weak. Heart was pounding, I was filled with guilt.
Think I better split you out of here.
I'm gonna ask him myself. Mr. Monster, what are you looking for?
What do you think, man? I'm looking for a Gila monster.
It's so scary, we dare you to see The Monsters Crash the Pajama Party, the first movie ever filmed in horror vision, Hollywood's latest miracle. You'll scream as fiendish movie monsters actually become alive, then crash right out of the screen, go into the audience, and carry screaming girls from their seats right back into the picture to become part of the movie. We warn you, horror vision is not 3D. The movie monsters become real flesh and blood. Be sure to see The Monsters Crash the Pajama Party in horror vision and color.
He was a strange one, a relic from an age long forgotten. Some music he liked, some upset him terribly. He loved parties and party music. He was so dull. After all, what ideas can the creature from the Black Lagoon have? He only wants to feast on the grapes of wrath.
the grand light making a sound. The smell of death is all around. And at night when the cold wind blows, no one cares, nobody knows. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. A sacred place. This ain't a dream, I can't escape. More than some fangs, but a picking up bones. Spirits moaning among the tombstones. And at night when the moon is bright, someone cries something ain't right. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life. I don't want to live my life again.
All right, yeah, I know this isn't the Edgar Winter version of Frankenstein, but it is not the Edgar Winter version of Frankenstein. This is the Klang Quartet, I guess, doing the better version. It's actually worth talking over. Playing that and the Ramonatures doing Pet Sematary and the Ramones Pet Sematary. So there's a band called the Ramonatures, and they did Ramone songs as if the Ventures did them. So that was the Ramonatures. And that was a special request going out to a listener who's, I guess, whose wife tolerates the show. Go figure. You know, I got to be honest with you. I've been doing radio a chunk of change, and it's always like this, with the exception of like one or two other times, it's always like, oh, I really like your show, but my wife thinks you're an a-hole. Oh, okay. Thank you for that compliment. My girlfriend hates your show, but I like it. That's great. I'll be honest with you, my wife doesn't like the show and thinks I'm an a-hole. So it works out. Must be a specific, it's like the Three Stooges. Very few women like the Three Stooges. That's right. Very few men like, I don't know what, Sex and the City. I was forced to see Sex and the City. You know, the movie and the TV show. That last movie was unbelievable. You've never seen such lazy writing and such a horrible film. And that's before Hollywood wised up and said, you know what? Let's just stop even trying. Let's just make Iron Man 5 movie and make Superman 17 and make X-Men movies. And how did movies actually become comic books? How did video games become movies? You know, how did pamphlets become movies? Movies are a pretty sacred thing when you actually think. If you look at the 40s and 50s, you know, so much hinges on the movies because it's bread and circuses to keep people from revolting, people from trying to figure out what life's all about. It's that diversion, that and keeping them all liquored up. It's not even so much bread and circuses. It's movies and booze. You know? Wow, this is really lame. That's the drum solo that was supposed to be in Frankenstein. Edgar Winter. Man! Talk about like, well, my brother Johnny Winter's a blues guy. Man, that guy's the ugliest guy in rock and roll. Yeah, I know, but look at all the chicks he's getting. Hey, Edgar, you're like the second ugliest guy in rock and roll. Why don't you get into music? And there was a while, like, Edgar Winter was, like, doing, like, a lot of makeup and a lot of drag, which was really funny. Because if you've seen Edgar and Johnny Winter, they look like there's something really wrong. I mean, somebody really peed in their gene pool. I mean, they both, I think they're both dead. I know Johnny's dead. I remember the last tour, there was a thing with Johnny Winter. Yeah, Johnny Winters is on tour again. Yeah, well, they wheel him out on stage. And then just, wow. See? This is what we get. This is what we get with the show. I couldn't have played the real version. I had to be different and play this. Jeez, I can't even stand that in the background. That's one reason rock and roll is so wonderful, is that people like Johnny Winter and people like Edgar Winter were be able to have sex on a regular basis. I mean, that's pretty much all rock and roll is really good for. And they can't even tout that anymore. Because, like, back in the 70s, it was like, oh, man, you see all those chicks that Kiss got? Man, they're really cool. Now it's like, you see all the chicks that this one guy's got? That's wrong. Like, wow. You know, when you actually think, like, Jimmy Page and Ted Nugent were, like, having sex with, like, you know, 14-year-old girls. And back in the 70s, it was like, oh, wow, man, that guy must be really popular. I'm going to get into rock and roll. Now, they'd be in jail, and rightfully so. Then you get fine folks like Gary Glitter. Oh, man. And Jimmy Savile. Rock and roll has really made some monsters. Speaking of monsters. Have really made a lot of monsters. And this is just the stuff you know about. They didn't find all this stuff. Look up Jimmy Savile. Seville. If you want a creepy story, there's a documentary called British Horror, like American Horror Story. This one's called like British Horror Story about this Jimmy Savile guy, and it is so I mean, it is worse than any of these serial killer movies you can see. Because it just ain't right. That's what I got to say. It just ain't right. What do we got here? Speaking of just ain't right, let me tell you what ain't right. Oh, you ever get them dizzy spells and almost fall down? Huh? Did you get those? Well, listen to this show and you make sure you get them. But are you afraid those spells are getting worse? See, I hate this dizzy thing. There's sometimes, even if you get a little bit dizzy. So there's a helpline for vestibular disorders. And if you ever had your vestibular disorder, you know how painful that could be. The vestibular disorders or so, they got to think of a better name. Just like dizzy. Why can't they just say, hey, man, you dizzy? Rather than, because it's such an elitist thing, you know? Oh, I have a vestibular disorder. You mean you're dizzy? No, I got a vestibular disorder. I'm not dizzy. I'm not a commoner, sir. I am not a commoner. I get vestibular disorders. So call 800. They have this spelled out like I'm going to get dizzy. 800-837-WOW. That's 1-800-837-WOW. That's the sound of somebody going down a roller coaster and getting dizzy, if you did not know. So you didn't know, did you? You and your vestibular disorder. 837-8428. Okay, there you go. And get your life rebalanced. That stinks to be a bit dizzy. I think that's awful. The folks getting them vestibular orders, disorders. Much more music? Is that what you want? Fine. Fine. Monster Swell by the... I can't see this. I got a vestibular... Hypnot, I wonder if there's anything on my spam that comes in for vestibular disorders. Because they're always telling me that my security's down with my Norton. And how many people are that dumb, like they're going to fall for that? Like, oh my God, your Norton subscription's about the... I don't have a Norton subscription. I better go to this website and give them all my personal information. And it is amazing the amount of people that want to trick you and steal your money. It is outstanding, the amount of people that want to trick you. It is outstanding. You know, because they got to survive. People got to survive. They don't want to work for the man. So there's only so many choices in life. You can either work for a man and be the chump, and work for the man, which is most folks, even though nobody wants to work anymore. Nobody wants to work for, you know, slave wages. I'll give you that. And then there's always people that are trying to trick you out of your money, like me. Old Trickin' Z. Hey, what am I got going on this weekend? I am going to be, actually, I wasn't even supposed to be doing the radio today because I got a tip out to Evan City for the Night of the Living Dead. Are you going to that? If you go there, bring your wife and have her say how much she hates my radio show. So if you're going there, bring your wife or your girlfriend and tell them how much they hate my show. Do me that kindness. So it's up in Evan City. I'll be interviewing zombies from the Night of Living Dead and some other things for the 55th year. Ah, that is correct, Mr. Fake Tom Savini. Ah, Fake Tom Savini's been with me every October for 17 years. I can't even count the years, but I'll go back and listen to old shows because like I have a rebroadcast on Sundays, 2 to 6 p.m., on the station. I think they change it all the time. But I do a thing called the Deep Archive where I play shows from like 13, 14 years ago. And I played one and it was like, oh my God, Fake Tom Savini's on there. Ah! And I'm like, wow-wee, I've been doing that gag. That's the beauty of being Pittsburgh famous. It's just a nice little handful of folks know. This is our little thing. Not everybody knows. Tom doesn't know. I interviewed Tom, the real Tom Savini. I mean, I interviewed him like so many times. He has no idea. No idea that this happens. Maybe it's not a big thing, but I've been doing this joke for well over a decade and a half every October. He's a pretty humorless dude. I don't think he finds it to be very funny either. And even if somebody goes up and goes, you know that guy that's interviewing you? He's on the radio. And he goes, ah, and he pretends he's you. And Tom will just say, I don't get it. Or he'll go, ah, who knows? Who cares? What else we got going on here? Nothing. So anyhow, I'll be up in Evan City for the Night of the Living Dead weekend. I'm there all weekend interviewing zombies. So if you're in the neighborhood, and there's all kind of great vendors out there too. to trick you out of your money. Because, man, everybody needs a little bat or a little spider or some soap that looks like a skull. I mean, it's not things you need, but it's things you want. That's how life is. You never buy the things you need. You buy the things you want, and that's what makes you happy. There you go. Another nugget of philosophy from Zumble. And if you're listening in North Texas, there's a whole city. I guess there's a whole city in North Texas, a little tiny one of these little tiny towns that they broadcast. Somehow they get it. They get the show from WBCQ, which is the shortwave, and they rebroadcast it. And it's like remote North Texas town. And you know what happens there? It's going to be a cult. Pretty soon I'm going to be down there starting my own Waco thing. So there you go. I'll get to be famous that way. How about that? I don't even want to be famous. I like Pittsburgh famous. Pittsburgh famous is awesome. Because Pittsburgh famous is just like every now and then it's a surprise. Hey, wow, I really like your show. Oh, my wife thinks you're an a-hole. I get that every now and then. And that's nice. Rather than having to watch every word that comes out of my mouth because I get in trouble. Because if this was like some syndicated show or if this was something that was like, you know, there's always a Gladys Kravitz troublemaker out there looking to put the turd in the punch bowl of life. That's right. Somebody's having fun? Well, I'll put a stop to that. Here's Monster Swell by the Hypnotic Four. And this is probably another little surfy thing. We're having a time, aren't we? We are having a time. RCT, Zomba, where? Where? In your wife's brain.
Backed up against the door, and then he said, "Hey man, like he's got a letter for you. Don't get excited, but you've been invited to the first annual semi-formal combination celebration. Meet the Monster Population Party. Semi-formal combination celebration. Meet the Monster Population Party. Such a good time. Flying around 10 feet off of the ground on a broom that is sprinkled in sunshine. Oh boy, a party. Don't you just love a party? Oh boy, a party. I'm gonna see you there. Before you know it, the party is over. Really sad that you have to leave, but you won't forget all the night that you met at the first annual semi-formal combination celebration. Meet the Monster Population Party.
This got to be the same band. This is the TV from the TV show The Groovy Ghoulies, and it sounds just like the Archies. It sounds just like the Banana Splits. It sounds just like Lancelot Link. There was one. There had to be like one band, or one studio thing that did all of these children's, and because they all sound the same. And it's a nice, fun bubblegum music. It's very inoffensive. Oh, the Beagles. One of the best ones is a TV show called The Beagles. And it was you would think it's a knockoff on the Beatles, but it is not. It was two Beagles that kind of look like the Smothers Brothers. One played an upright bass, and they looked nothing like rock and roll. So obviously the animators and the guys who put this together had no idea what this rock and roll craze was. But they did this cartoon, and the cartoon was, you know, your stereotypical, look out, it's this, you know, that kind of thing. But the music, some of the songs in that were really exemplary. I mean, they were really nice 1960s kind of like pop bubblegum stuff that is really neat. And one of the interesting things is just because I really have a penchant for knowing things that have zero value. And for example, the cartoon, The Beagles, there's only a couple of them on YouTube because this is kind of neat. And there's no animation cells left. Because the guy's wife, who was the main animator, I guess had all the animation sales. He brought them home or something, and she burned them all because they had a fight or something. So there, all the great animation sales. Oh no, a lost masterpiece. I always like to see where some of these lost films go. Like London After Midnight, the Lon Chaney movie. They make a big deal about, oh, this is a lost. And you probably watch that thing, and it's probably a turd. It's like, wow, look at the makeup. What a stupid movie. You ever seen any of Lon Chaney's silent stuff? You just go, ooh, man, that guy looks, boy, what a, except there's some really weird ones. The Man Who Laughs, or The Man Who, there's something like that where he has this guy, he's got his face cut into a smile. Yeah, that's a laugh. That movie's a laugh riot. That movie's a laugh riot right there. So, yeah. And I don't even bother with Saturday morning cartoons. Wow, that was so, like I was saying, it was a simpler time. You sat down, you watched Saturday morning cartoons, and you watched like people get hit on the head with hammers. And that's the reason why we are the way we are now. That's the reason. I finally figured it out. It's that training. It's all that pre-Mr. Rogers. It's all that pre-be a nice human being thing. This was always like, hey, there's something giving you a problem. Just hit that bulldog in the head with a hammer. You ever watch Heckle and Jekyll? You ever watch Heckle and Jekyll? It is just, I mean, the Three Stooges would go, man, that stuff's violent. So, it was really funny that the guy that there was a section of humanity that got away with that. Yeah, I got this idea for a storyboard. Yeah, they come to this guy's house and they destroy it. Okay, yeah, and the funny thing is, it's the wrong house, and then the guy gets really mad and they hit him with his board. And let's put a nail in the board. That'd be funny. Kids would love that. So somebody actually sat down and wrote those stories for children, and that is why. We're so wonderfully messed up. That's why it's a crazy, mixed up, upside down world. As I shake the microphone, I should tell you something, too. I should give you a nugget of wisdom. I should tell you about Rojas Cinema. Yeah, you're not going to find any of this nonsense there. They got quality movies there. They got a single screen theater in hysteric Lawrenceville. That's right, and they choose a movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign animation, fantasy, and more. Their concession features natural popcorn. You know, if you like natural popcorn, that's good on you with real butter. Me, I love that stuff that comes that they pack stuff in. That white stuff they pack stuff in because there's no calories in that, and it's really good for cleaning out your colon. If you ever see that they actually call it popcorn, but it's actually white styrofoam. You know, you don't have to eat a lot of it. Just like four or five of those, and it's really good. Clears out your gallbladder, scrubs your innards out. Yes, sirree, Bob. Mm-hmm. Especially if your name's Bob. They got craft beer. And, yeah, who doesn't have craft beer? It's like all of a sudden the world has become beer. And I like good beer. And I got suckered into that, too. But it's just like, hey, there's a new craft brewery. Where is it? Oh, it's right next to the other craft brewery. Oh, really? Where's that one next to? Oh, it's next to that Starbucks that's across the street from the other Starbucks. It just goes to show. One person gets a good idea. That's why I know the show is never really going to amount to much anything because it's never been copied. No one's ever copied this, which is really smart because I don't know. But needless to say, that is a sure. They say, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. And that's why it's nice being Pittsburgh famous. Because it's kind of like that, who's the poetess? Rachel Bouvier. Because Pittsburgh's got one of those. You know, Pittsburgh's got a Frankie Capri. Pittsburgh's got a Randy Land. Pittsburgh, it's great. And nobody copies that because it's Pittsburgh famous. Now, when it comes to craft beer, everybody and their brother goes, you know why that nobody does this? Because nobody can make money off this. You can't make money off being a Zombo or a Randy Land or Rachel Bouvier. You can't make money off of that. We're just like these wonderful goofballs in a city for your entertainment just to keep you from jumping off a bridge at the end of the day. That's our job. Our job is to keep you from not jumping off a bridge at the end of the day. Mission accomplished. That's why we are out there. But craft beer, on the other point, it's just kind of like, well, my brother-in-law crafts beer. Well, maybe I got some extra money, and we open up a craft beer thing right next to the other craft beer thing. Well, don't you think that other craft beer thing's going to be a little, because they've been there like 20 years. Yeah, I know, but they make a lot of money. We'll just get some of their craft beer dollars. And it turns, there are more breweries, more microbreweries, and microbreweries. What I would like to see is a macro brewery festival where everybody pours. There's one giant vat, and one of them says Schlitz, the other one says Blatz, the other one says Icy Light, the other one says Icy, and they're all coming out of the same vat. You'd be surprised. Oh, I like that Schaefer's. That Schaefer's is good. It's not as good as the old Milwaukee. You know what's good cheap beer? It's Lion's Head. Now, that's fascinatingly good cheap beer. You know, it's kind of like the kind of beer. When I had, we had an art gallery, that was the only beer we'd buy because I would say we just go to the beer distributor. What's the cheapest beer you got? It's even cheaper than Iron City. So we were like buying Lion's Head, and it was like, I don't know if this beer is like, you know, well, we don't really have any quality control. Some taste good, some might have urine in it. You never know. But that was a good cheap beer. But that craft beer, like when we went to a place yesterday, how much is that for a draft? It was like $12. I don't care. I like throwing money away. My goal is to have like zero money by the time I croak. You know, it's like being a squirrel. I don't have kids, so I don't care about leaving any money. But here's the thing. Having money is like having, I look at it like a squirrel has nuts. Okay. No testicle reference here. But, like for example, a squirrel. Okay. Squirrel keeps getting enough nuts to last him through the winter and get him through that. We need enough money to get us through life. Now, the sad thing is people that save and save and save, they end up with like $1 million. Then they get old and sick, and it all goes to the healthcare system. And you've been had. The thing is, spend all your money now. Then when you get sick, you might die a few years earlier because you can't get the care. But boy, did you have a major good time. So don't save your money like a dope. Save a little bit like a squirrel. Save enough to get you through. So like the last day you're alive, you have no money. That's the way to do it. Back to Row House Cinema. They got craft beer and an adjoining bottle shop and vegan options. That's right. Row House Cinema is located in 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website, rowhousecinema.com, or call 412-904-3225. Tell them Zombo sent you, and they will give you a free craft beer. Say, Zombo said I could get a free craft beer. And they will give you one. They'll give it to you, baby. How are you guys doing? Man, look at the time. Oh, my God, it's noon. I play like, so here's the sad thing. I didn't think I was going to have enough music because I have 120 songs to last me 2 weeks. Okay? All monster songs. It amounts to about 4 hours and some odd seconds. I need 6 hours of music. Sadly, today was about 4 hours of me yelling. I don't know why. I just don't know why. Here's the Green Hornets. Let's get back into the monster stuff, right? It's like cartoons. Let's watch some more cartoons. We'll be right back. See, this is the, like a craft beer thing. One band does a song like that monster song by the Green Hornets. And this band, DEK, does another song called Monsters Crash the Party. And it sounds exactly the same. That's the thing. Somebody gets an idea. And somebody else just does the same damn thing. Like stealing from the aliens. Like we are completely mimicking culture. We're a whole culture of mind the birds. That sounds just like the last song. What was the point? Let's see what this one. It was a little different. This is Tim Booth from the band James doing Monsters. So it's going to be more of a laid-back tune. But at least it's not going to sound just like the last thing. Variety. That's it.
Said, what's the time, Mr. Rabbit? He said, it's closing time. Won't be long, we hit the low point on the high road. If you do your sums, or the high point on the dirt road, then we'll soon be done. I said, buddy, tell me, how does this work? On this lamppost, it read dog, it read am, it read eve. Gods with prayer as if his life depended on it. Said, what's the time, Mr. Rabbit? He said, there is no time. Use the bone to let some blood fall on the dry land. Then he passed it on. He let my blood spill on the parched land. I took up this song. Sang, buddy, tell me, how does this work? With my blood, he wrote.
To the color red. face needs opening up. Look inside, feel what needs to be felt. There are choices you can make, the humble ones of the poor.
It's about noon o'clock, and you know where your brain is. Right here. It's you and me, man, hanging out. That was new from the Bug Club, and that was All the Scariest Monsters Live in London. And then one man band, the fabulous Go-Go Boy from Alabama, doing If I Can't Be Your Man, Can I Be Your Monster? Then we had two very beautiful, smooth, monstery tunes. Leticia said, yeah, from a Stereo Lab, doing Another Monster, and Tim Booth. Originally from the band James, doing Monsters. And that, see, that's, there's some nice monster songs out there. Should I tell you anything? You don't need to know anything. We're going to get into more monster stuff. King of the Monsters, Man the Raster Man. And by the way, if you want some downloads of this stuff, you know you can. Go to zomboco.com. I have all my shows up there. You can download them and stream them and then throw them into the garbage. There you go. Or cherish them like jewels and pass them down to your family and your family's family until they're listening around the campfire in the dark, in the middle of this burnt, scorched tundra of earth. And they're opening the last can of beets that have been expired for 80 years.